Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
What are you going to do?
I know what you're going to do.
Run.
You're going to tell them.
We're coming.
Run.
Send us someone. Just don't send anyone you want back.
Witness the new face of fear.
Hey, this is Olympic gold medalist and TNA superstar Kurt Angle. And you're listening to the Pain Clinic. Oh, it's real. It's damn real.
Time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Good morning, wrestling fans. Welcome to Pain Clinic for June 1st. It's Dare Day and Flip a Coin Day. No comment.
Tails.
Yeah, no comment. So we got birthdays today. The Cowboy James Storm is 36 today. Sorry about your damn luck there. That's terrible. And also, we want to congratulate Jay-Z, new addition to his family. Little girl, just this past week. So let me introduce the cast. Oh, listen. We got to tell you who brought you to Pain Clinic. We're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight, Empire, Culver. Join us for WWE's Payback pay-per-view. It's 2 weeks from tomorrow, June 16th, at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 Eastwood Road. It's going to be hosted by us. Drink specials all night long. That's WWE's Payback pay-per-view and the return of CM Punk, by the way. June 16th at Salvatore's at the garage door. Niagara Falls Comic Con is happening June 8th and 9th at the Scotiabank Convention Center. There are more than 100,000 square feet of exhibitors, movie screenings, celebrities, and more. Come meet Adam West, Lou Ferrigno, Mick Foley, and our guests in just a second here. We got the Nasty Boys, Jerry Sags, and Brian Knobs are going to be there too, as well as Ted DiBiase, our last week's guest. You can check out all the information at nfcomiccon.com. How do we start the show real quickly before we get into our guest? Our man showed up on Monday Night Raw this past week.
Oh, just awesome. I mean, I had some people in my living room. We're watching Raw, and I haven't marked out that much for anything on Monday Night Raw in quite some time. I am beyond happy and excited.
If you question what we're saying, Luke Harper showed up in the Bray Wyatt family video towards the end of the show. Kind of, they got reaction shots from Cody Rhodes and, was it Damian Sandow, as well as the announcers talked about it for a few minutes after. So, hey man, I'm super excited about that, but we got a busy, busy show today. We're going to start off with our guest joining us. This is former WCW and WWF Tag Team Champion, and June 8th and 9th, you can catch he and his partner, Brian Knobs, as the Nasty Boys at the Niagara Falls Comic Con. Let's welcome Jerry Sags back to the Pain Clinic. Thanks so much for the time today, Jerry.
What's happening? I love pain, and I love upper state New York. I can't wait. I'm getting on a plane here in an hour to go to Buffalo.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, we're coming up early. We go up early because we do Jim Kelly's golf tournament for the next 3 days.
Oh, I didn't realize that was happening already. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's the first to the third, and we'll be flying in tonight. Then there's a big party down at his cabin tonight for everybody, all the guests and stuff like that, and then it's all for his son's Hunter's Hope Foundation.
Yep.
Hunter's Hope Foundation.
Oh yeah. Yeah, awesome, man. We didn't get our invites this year. Wait a second. No, I'm sure it's an exclusive class. Is it the one that Roethlisberger comes to too?
Yeah, Dan Marino and Chris Berman and everybody, Doug Flutie, everybody's up there. Goldberg's with us up there. It gets real crazy, and it's Hunter's Hope in the golf tournament for his son, for his foundation, his son who passed away. It's a real good time. So we're there for 3 days, and we head up to Canada for the big Comic-Con, which is an awesome time. That's the whole weekend there in Niagara Falls. We were there last year, and we're coming back again this year. Last year, there were Virgil and all the guy, Bret Hart was with us, and it was a great time this year. Ted DiBiase and Cactus Jack and the guys will all be up there.
Nice. Well, we're looking forward to the Comic-Con, Jerry, and I got to ask you, if you're spending so much time in the Buffalo area, everybody knows that Buffalo, New York is known for hot wings, and we saw you on Man vs. Food Nation with the extremely hot wings. Are you going to get some more hot wings in your system this week?
Oh, yeah. I love the everybody eats beef on weck up there, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, if you go to Duff's, the Death Wing, I've done it twice. I was literally crying afterwards, so I wish you all the best of luck if you attempt that this week.
What is it called, the Death Wing?
The Death Wing. Appropriately named, I will say.
I still got a hole in my stomach from eating the damn with Adam Richman on Man vs. Food down here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That was the worst thing I ever did in my life.
So it means fans should not be bringing the Death Wings in line with them when they're going to meet you at the Comic-Con.
What's on the Death Wings?
It's just really, really hot. I think they say it's like with the ghost pepper or something mixed in, but it's kind of a secret. It's really bad. All I wanted to do was like shove my mouth in a bowl of ice cream and just find a way to fall asleep. It was very painful. But obviously you're coming up for the Comic-Con. We're looking forward to this. You got to enjoy all the, you know, the signings, meeting the fans these days, staying connected with them.
We meet an officer from Allentown. So Upper State New York, you guys are Rochester. There's great people, great food. You know, Buffalo's like our home away from home. It's been there. We know we did way back when the great Ilio DiPaolo got hit by a car. Dennis's dad. Did you guys know Ilio?
Oh yeah, yeah. We used to go to. They used to have an event every year up in Buffalo. The legends, wrestling legends, and we would go to that
right.
And cover that.
Okay. Well, we did the first one when Ilio died, and Dennis brought us up to promote it to close the odd in maybe '95. And we had a street fight match at Public Enemy, and then we came back the next year and reopened the new Sabres Arena with the same show. It's for Ilio DiPaolo's foundation in honor of his dad. It was a great time. As I remember back in '95 being in the building with Angelo Mosca and Randy's Macho Man's dad, and all the old timers he brought up. You know. Dominic DiNucci and all those guys came, you know, and a lot of them aren't here no more, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I went to the third one. That's the first one we covered was the third one they did there, and it was, we saw Randy Macho Man, Savage's dad, and they had a dinner the night before.
Yeah.
Where he got to meet a lot of, like, Red Bastien and a bunch of the old time. And the one lady, May, I can't remember her name, but she yodeled. It was really, really cool.
I always see Dick Byers at, DiPaolo's Italian restaurant, because we go to, every time I'm in town, we go to Dennis's restaurant. We're up, and Jim Kelly used to have a big bocce ball tournament, that, because Ilio had taught Jim, about bocce ball and all that. So Jim Kelly put bocce ball courts in his backyard. He used to have a big, tournament. I don't know how many people, probably 2,000 would come to this bocce ball tournament at Kelly's house. Big party for bocce ball, which Ilio taught him, and he mentored Jim, and they were really close friends, you know. It was really hard on everybody when that accident happened, you know.
Yeah, and so, I'm sure you'll see Dennis when you're up there, too. I mean, he'll probably pop in, you know, to say hi.
Dennis DiPaolo?
Yep.
Yeah, Dennis, he does one of the stations. He puts food at the golf tournament, and me and Nobs go to the restaurant. We'll go a couple nights, and hang out with him. Good, great guy and a good friend of ours. You know what I mean?
Yeah, very. Yeah, that's cool. I always have wondered. You've been in the wrestling business for a long time, and you and Nobbs have been tag team partners forever. You ever get sick of each other after a while?
Well, now, when we were on the road, man, 30 days we'd be in Japan together. Now when we were on the road, most of the '90s we were on the road 300 days a year. You know what I mean? '90s was our major big run from all. The whole '90s, you know what I mean? And that got real, you know, it was any time you could. One time we got in a fight in Japan over a bowl of chips and smashed the restaurant apart.
Oh, no.
I had to pay the $1,600 cash out of my Japan pay to pay for the restaurant.
Oh, man.
You know, because you're on the road in Japan, it's crazy. They put us over for sometimes up 3 weeks, 2 weeks, and we go back on the road and go to Europe and, you know, and you the road, the pressure on the road gets to you, and any little thing could put you off. So it happened only a few times because we've known each other all our lives, so, but it does happen. Now we're not on the road that much together. Like now we'll be on a 10-day run, and then, you know, we'll stay up in Buffalo area for 10 days. We'll be together, but, you know, so it's pretty low-key now. We're older, and all that craziness is gone, even though we still get crazy, you know.
Sure, sure. Did anyone ever suggest a split to you guys in any of the companies you worked at?
No, never. Yeah, because we went to camp together, and we started off single. We trained with Vern, you know, we broke in with Vern Gagne in 85 there. And at the time we broke in, we had guys like, there were still great tag teams. It was an air of awesome guys that came up in a business together and were tag teams. And two of our favorites to work with, the British Bulldogs and the Road Warriors, you know, were just exactly like that. So there was a strong tag team thing going there. You know what I mean? So we didn't know what we were going to do. So we said, we created the Nasty Boys thing after, you know, going through camp and living together and all that. Actually, Vern Gagne's daughter gave us that name after she went out with us one night. You know, the next day, she goes, I'll tell you what, you guys are nasty. You should be nasty. We went, oh, my God, that's the greatest thing we ever heard.
That's awesome.
And from that point on, we were the Nasty Boys. You know what I mean? And we developed the gimmick. We started off with tights and different colors, and we were thinking of a concept with a jacket. We couldn't afford none. We went to a fat lady shop and bought these. Dusty Rhodes used to call them, what are those things made of, baby? Nugget?
Yeah.
He would say, because they looked like rubber coats. You know, they were raincoats from a fat lady shop. When we first built, we were trying to form our gimmick, you know.
Sure.
And we went to Tennessee, and Jerry Lawler added on to it and said, man, you know, I would ditch the, you know, what about a sweatshirt, you know, the. And then we put the sweatshirts in the different boots, and which, you know, molded into our, you know, our whole gimmick. It's how it happened. But nobody would ever try to, you know, nowadays it seems like they just throw teams together, and it's easier for teams that are just thrown together to break up. But back when we started, there was, you know, if it's the Wild Samoans or whoever it was, the teams started together, stayed together as a team, and it was a, you know, tag team wrestling was a, you know, intricate part of the card, you know what I mean?
Sure.
And there were a lot of them from, my God, I can't even start to tell the Rockers to the Rougeaus and the Natural Disasters and on and on. We had their Pat Tanaka and Paul Diamond, Orient Express, they went as in it later because we wrestled them as a Bad Company in AWA in Tennessee. You know, and they were Orient Express and WWE there was a lot of teams, you know?
Sure. Yeah. The Hart Foundation. I mean, you know, a lot. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That was one of our best ever with Brett and Anvil.
Sure. Sure. Cool. You know? Well, Jerry, I appreciate the time, sir. People can meet Jerry and Brian Knobbs, the Nasty Boys, June 8th and 9th at the Niagara Falls Comic Con. Just across.
Are you guys coming over there?
We are coming without a doubt, man. We all got our enhanced IDs and our passports as well as everything. We're an hour away, so we're definitely going to be there. But we thank you so much for the time, and we'll see you next weekend, sir.
All right, man, everybody. We'll see everybody at the Comic-Con. It's a great time. We'll have fun there. I'm going to have to hit Cactus Jack over the head with a shovel again.
Yeah. Thanks for the time, dude.
All right, you guys. Be good.
All right, we got to go to break. You are listening to Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHDK.
First of all, my name is Curtis Axel. And in one day, I accomplished more than my father and my grandfather ever did in their entire career combined.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
I love you guys. I mean, I have to say, you know, for my fans who've stood beside me and supported me the whole way through, I love you. I love you so much. But there have been a handful. And when I say that, I mean a very minute minority of you who had doubted how I won the championship.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Johnny boy. We didn't ask for your opinion. We asked, are you looking for a fight?
I have sat idly by and watched as two troglodytes engaged in a series of contests, each more half-witted and embarrassing than the last. A tug-of-war, arm wrestling, and a truck pull. And the only thing worse than that is that all of you seem to be abused by it. Well, this is something that I call, and pay close attention, appealing to the lowest common denominator. Silence!
What is up? This is Chris Sabin from TNA, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
All right, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I am the Cash Man, Richie Rich. I'm here with the Artiste. I'll let you know the Pain Clinic is brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Join us for the WWE's Payback Pay-Per-View, June 16th at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastern Road. Hosted by us, prizes and drink specials all night long. That's WWE's Payback Pay-Per-View, June 16th at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. Of course, you can join us there for UFC 161. That'll be the very night before June 15th. So we'll be living at Salvatore's at the Garage Door that weekend. You know, in fact, they got a little tent staked out back for us, and we'll be there. But we got a very, very special guest on the line right now. And if you have a question for him, please give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. And this goes out to all you at iHeartRadio Nationwide. Welcome to the show. We have joining us is one of the only pro wrestlers with a law degree, I'm thinking. He wrestles for TNA TV title this Sunday on Slammiversary. Let's welcome Joseph Park to the Pain Clinic. Thank you so much time for the tape.
Thanks for having me on, Rich. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Not a problem.
You know what? I agree with you. You know, Kurt Angle's the only Olympic gold medalist to ever be in pro wrestling, and I am the only certified licensed lawyer in the wrestling business. I just figured that out.
You know, it's kind of appropriate, isn't it? You know, being a lawyer and being a wrestler, because I hear there's a lot of backroom politics, right?
I'll tell you what, my friend. Yeah, exactly. All my days in the courtroom have adequately prepared me for what goes on here at Impact Wrestling. You know, it's oftentimes a fight, you know, and I've obviously had my manhood challenged by Bully Ray and several others and Aces and Eights, so it's taught me to kind of stand up for myself a little bit.
Now, you're in Boston right now. You're there the day before. I mean, what's the crowd? What have you guys been doing before this big pay-per-view? I know you got the Fan Fest this morning going on in just a few minutes.
Right. That's what we're doing. We're actually right in the middle of the Fan Fest right now. It's just fantastic. You know, Impact Wrestling, we get to perform all over the country, but I got to tell you, this part of the country, the Northeast, you know, Boston, Massachusetts, you know, New York, that whole area, so just great wrestling fans, and they're so fun to perform in front of, and, you know, they're one of the best kind of audiences in the entire country to be around. They're just a lot of fun, so.
Well, you're wrestling Devon this Sunday night for the TNA TV title. Now, how do you see this going?
I'll tell you what, hopefully I get that big W, buddy. That's what I'm banking on is, I see it being, definitely I've got my work cut out for me. There's no doubt about it. I definitely have the deck stacked against me, so to speak. And I always have to have eyes in the back of my head with Aces and Eights. So, but I'm going to give it my best and hopefully the chips fall where they may. And hopefully that's good enough to, win my first ever title. I mean, this is my first ever title match. It's a pretty big deal. So I'm kind of nervous.
Now, Joseph, obviously we're excited. Slammiversary 11 tomorrow night, live from Boston University. And I'm wondering, since TNA has kind of gone to this reduced live pay-per-view schedule, the four main pay-per-views per year, does this feel extra important now that you guys only get this live pay-per-view every few months? So you really got to bring everything to the table and get extra excited for these events now?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, you bring up a really good point. You know, with our game plan... With our game plan kind of changing.
Oh, you there?
I'm sorry, are you there?
Yeah, we lost you there for a second.
Are you there? I'm sorry.
That's okay, that's okay.
Yeah, to answer your question, I apologize about that, I lost you for a second. But to answer your question, yeah, I mean, it is a big deal. I mean, it's a great point you brought up. You know, with us changing our business plan and how we're doing things and only doing the four major pay-per-views a year, you know, they're extra special. They mean a lot more. And I think that's kind of the whole idea behind it, is to do things and give the fans a fantastic event and do it on a quarterly basis like we're doing. And with Slammiversary tomorrow, so one of being one of those four major ones. And I just think it makes the whole event more special, and I think it makes it more special for the fans, and I know it makes it a lot more special for us as wrestlers as well. So
cool. Now, 1 year ago was your pay-per-view debut with TNA on Slammiversary 10, and you beat Bully Ray.
You know, a lot of people forget that, but I did. I got the W against Bully Ray.
That's right. Do you think you deserve a title shot?
Well, you know what? I don't know. I don't know if I might be a little bit putting the cart ahead of the horse there. I definitely think that perhaps one day, who knows, Joseph Bart may be able to challenge for that world title. But there's so much great talent here, and guys that have been doing it a lot longer than Joseph Park, and the Kurt Angles and the Samoa Joes and the AJ Styles of the world. So I may be a little bit at the back of the line when it comes to title shots. But, you know, like you said, I'm going for the TV title tomorrow, and we'll start from there. You know, building bridges and then climbing that ladder, you know.
Sure. Now, certainly if you have a title around your waist, that certainly gives you a lot of props to getting a title shot with Bully. But now, last year, Aces and Eights used you to get into TNA by holding you ransom. Do you kind of feel responsible for their presence in this company?
Gosh, no. Please don't ever put that guilt trip on me. I don't feel responsible at all for them coming here. You know, I think that Aces and Eights is deplorable and despicable and egregious with some of their actions, especially as of late. And I certainly would want nothing to do with them being here.
Now, we've noticed a couple of times when the stakes look down for TNA Wrestling that your brother Abyss, like a knight in shining armor or maybe the savior for TNA, shows up for when things look hopeless. Is he just waiting in the back for something to go horribly wrong?
You know, I tell you what, that's a great question, Rich, and your guess is as good as mine. I mean, my brother, you know, I love him to death. He's my blood, and I'll always love him. But let's face the facts here. The guy's got a screw loose. The guy's not exactly all there, and he's certainly not polished as I am, so to speak. But the thing with him, especially lately, is you don't know when he's going to show up. You don't know what he's going to do. He's more dangerous now than ever, just because of the mere fact that, at least in the past, you kind of knew what his motivation was, and I have no clue what his motivation is now. I mean, you know, he showed up about a month ago, and then he teased showing up on Impact this last Thursday. So, I mean, I don't know what's going on with him, but I know one thing, and it's probably, you know, from the history of the guy, you know, he's my brother, I love him, but he's definitely not all there.
He's also held every belt that possibly could have in TNA, too.
I'm sure, I know he's really proud of that, you know, to be one of the Grand Slam champions of the company and one of the few guys, along with AJ Styles, that's been able to hold all four titles. I know that that's a very proud thing for him. I know that without a doubt.
So he's probably hoping you're going to continue the tradition and start winning all these titles, too, right?
That's it, Richard. You hit it on the head. I got to start tomorrow. I got four to win, and tomorrow, hopefully, I'll get the first one.
And obviously, we're very excited for the pay-per-view. Aside from your match, obviously, you've got to get focused and ready for D-Von. But what else on tomorrow night's show are you looking forward to the most, aside from your own match?
Gosh, you know, the whole thing is stacked top to bottom. I'm extremely looking forward to AJ Styles and Kurt Angle, just for the pure athleticism of it, and two of probably, without a doubt, the best in this business today. And I'm going to really look forward to watching that. But I mean, the four-way tag with, you know, four top teams, how will James Storm and his new partner perform? There's a lot of questions there. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. How about the last person standing between Gail Kim and Taryn Turnell? I'm intrigued by that because it's two tough girls. They're beautiful, but they're really tough. So it should be a heck of an encounter.
Yeah, well, I like the tag team myself. You know, elimination tag team match, that looks like an exciting match. You know, there's so much good on this pay-per-view, it would be silly to miss it. Now, have you ever worked in front of a Boston crowd before? I mean, you know, is it different than, you know, any I was going to say the Impact Zone, but that's kind of different for everybody, you know?
Sure, yeah, you know, well, the one thing I touched on it earlier, and I truly mean it, like the fans of the Northeast, you know, Boston, the whole Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey, they're such a different fan base. They're so rabid, and they love They love what we're doing. They're so fun to perform in front of. And I haven't been able to perform in front of them like that much, like my brother used to. But even this few couple times I've been around them, they're a different breed of wrestling fan, and they're just so much fun to be around.
Definitely. And if you want to get heat, you come out wearing a Yankee shirt or something.
Exactly. Right.
Cool, very cool. I want to let people know that they can see Joseph Parks every Thursday at 9 p.m. on TNA Impact on Spike TV and tomorrow night on pay-per-view. You get to see him wrestle for a belt. That's right. He's wrestling Devon for the TNA TV title. I want to thank you so much for the time today. Best of luck with that. Have a good time at this fan fest. And do me a favor, go up and give JB a big slap on the back and tell him the Pain Clinic said hi.
I will do that. I got that on my to-do list. JB, big smack on the back. JB's a good buddy of mine. He's a great friend of my brother Abyss's. So I will do that, and I'll let him know it was from Rich at the Pain Clinic.
Thank you very much, man. Thank you,
hey, thanks a lot. Thanks a bunch for having me on, man. I really appreciate it. And looking forward to Slammiversary tomorrow.
Yeah, we're watching you on pay-per-view. Thank you so much, Joseph, and we will see you real soon.
You too. Thanks a lot, Rich.
Okay, all right. We got to go to break. I'm very excited. This is their biggest pay-per-view of the year, and it's so cool. I mean, before Bound for Glory, that we'll say, but that to me, it's
his brother Abyss.
Yes, we gotta go to break. You are listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
First of all, my name is Curtis Axel, and in one day, I accomplished more than my father and my grandfather ever did in their entire career combined.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
I love you guys. I mean, I have to say, you know, for my fans who've stood beside me and supported me the whole way through, I love you. I love you so much. But there have been a handful. And when I say that, I mean a very minute minority of you who have doubted how I won the championship.
I don't want to talk about Curtis Axel. I don't care what Brock Lesnar's doing on his spring break. The Paul Heyman guy that I want to talk about is your other client. The man who's been off of Raw for the last 6 weeks, yeah, CM Punk.
You were the smaller guy in the Hart Foundation. Did anybody think that you were the weak link?
Just let me tell you something, Daniel. Being tough has got nothing to do with your size. You're one of the best, toughest WWE superstars I've ever seen. Nothing stops you. Nothing. Got it?
Hey, this is Bret the Hitman Hart, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. We had Joseph Park on the last segment, Jerry Sags in the first segment, and now it's all you folks. 222-1280, Star 12 is the number. I want to tell you that we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight, Empire, Culver. Join us for WWE's Payback Pay-Per-View, June 16th at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastford Road. We'll be hosting it, prizes and drink specials all night long. That's WWE's Payback Pay-Per-View, June 16th at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. And what do you think about the Joseph Park interview there, Mr. Ortiz? Okay, listen, folks. We've talked about this before. He's a different person than Abyss. He's a different character than Abyss, we'll say.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, there's you can tell that they're brothers because they sound so similar. It's almost like they're the same person.
Be nice.
I am being. I'm doing my best to kayfabe this, Rich.
Okay, we got you. But, you know, so I want to say
that. Staying the other week was talking to Joseph Park on Impact Wrestling and then said something about his brother, and then Sting said, like, kayfabe or something. Like right there on TV. Like, I don't... My question is just going to be this. If Abyss and Joseph Park are the same person, if...
Okay.
Are the fans supposed to, at this point, actually know and be playing along, or the fans are really supposed to not know?
Yeah, I think it's done.
Like, I don't know where we're at this point.
It's kind of in the Santino Marella realm.
I think that one was maybe a little more obvious, but yeah.
Hey, we got a call from our buddy Rick. If you have a question, by the way, we got tickets to give away for the Niagara Comic Con. This is the last chance we can give them away. So later in the show, and we're also giving away tickets to Pier 6 Wrestling, which is to
Today.
4 o'clock. This afternoon, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But we got Rick on the line. What's up, Rick?
Good morning, gang. How you doing? Great interviews, guys.
Thanks, Rick.
Man, it's hot as hell outside already, bro. Actually, lucky you're in that studio, probably AC.
Yeah, we are, but I think you're calling the wrong. Don't you want to talk to the home repair clinic? Because that's, you're not talking about heat? Okay, go ahead.
A few notes I'd like to get at is, first of all, about Evan Bourne. I do believe I read he's coming back sometime in June. Is that a good report?
Yeah. He actually was down at the NXT like a month or so ago, and I don't think he wrestled, but he's moving around okay. His foot looks good. He put up a new x-ray of his foot. It looks like it's all healed. So he'll be back soon enough.
Okay. Now, I do believe that, in my estimation, that if Gunnar and Storm won the titles, that wouldn't be necessarily a bad thing. What's your opinion?
I think Storm's going heel. I think it, without a doubt he's healing out. Did you see the promo he cut? I think he's healing.
He's gonna turn on Gunnar and just
No. Him and Gunnar are gonna pull some heel moves and win the titles.
Oh, wow.
I think so. I mean, I just get that feeling. I mean, he's talking like he was when he was a heel. So I mean, I don't know. That's my guess. I could be wrong. I mean, James Storm makes a lot of money being a good guy too, but he's spent a lot of time hurt being a good guy. So who knows? We'll see what happens.
Right. Now, did you hear that report of that quote unquote setup interview with Bully Ray with that CBS reporter in Boston?
Yeah, where he asked him. He goes, "No, you offended me as a person," and he walked
out.
Talking
about Jeff Hardy.
Yeah, then he walked out. I saw that. Yeah, he was like, the guy wasn't being, he wasn't asking him nice questions. He was being a jerk to him. And then he said, as a person, he goes, "You know, I mean, Bully Ray is in character." And then he goes, "But as a person, you offended me," and he left. You know, and so I mean, you know, he's like saying, you know, in all reality, because you know, Bully Ray, I tried to interview him and it was much like something else we just did. So, but you know, I don't think there's any legitimacy to that. Trying to get some pub, you know,
get some heat. Man, how smoking hot was Dixie on Thursday? Man, she is smoking hot.
She's like,
we need more Dixie Carter.
More Dixie.
More Dixie
is always good for all of us.
You hear that, TNA? He wants more Dixie, then you're going to get the people like the Ricks.
She is smoking hot. Anyways,
I got to say one thing. She announced that they signed a big free agent.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask about. Yeah. She keeps teasing about who it was. And we think it's Santino's contract's not up, isn't
no,
it?
No, I got a theory. This is what it's going to be. And I'm just throwing this out there, and it probably is completely wrong. But if it isn't, it's right, I'm a genius. What it's going to be is the guy under the suicide mask is going to win. He's going to win the match. And who is it going to be but his old partner, Chris's old partner under the suicide mask, Alex Shelley.
Oh,
that's just my theory. I'm just throwing it out there.
Alex Shelley was the former WWE guy.
No. She didn't say former.
Yeah, she said
biggest free agent.
Said former WWE superstar, and you know they said Slither and Snake or whatever.
Well, she said biggest free agent. That's all I heard. I never heard.
Think Alex Shelley is the biggest free agent out there.
No, but neither was the last one. Neither was the last signing they did either. Okay.
Well, I guess that's not too bad of a theory.
We'll see.
Alex Shelley has been off of TV for a while.
Yeah, he's been gone. He left TNA about a year ago.
Nah.
And one other note, and I appreciate your time, guys. I guess Rosa Mendez was tweeting that she's going to be back on the road very soon. I don't even know what happened about her behavior, or maybe she was drunk in public or something
like that. I think that she was, you know, she's like Stone Cold Steve Austin, drunk 24/7, you know? No.
Rosa Mendez.
Steve Austin wasn't like that either. He's actually, you know, if you listen to his podcast, check it out sometime. He's actually in pretty good shape and doesn't really drink as much. He drinks more wine than beer, believe it or not. But I don't know about Rose. I know she got sent home. I don't know why. They weren't specific, but a lot of people did say that she has a hard time on those long trips and stuff. And, yeah, she'll be back soon. But, I mean, does it really matter? She's with, you know, Primo and Epico or whatever. Is that what it is? And you don't really even see them on TV at all.
Yeah, that's true. But I got one other question if you would like to take it. I could smell this what's her name? The hardcore country heel turn a mile away.
Mickie James? Yeah, without a doubt.
They're doing their
and
job
he's off
right.
The road.
That, yeah.
at least do a slow burn. This is just, I mean, it's obviously, you know, blatant that she's gonna
turn heel
very soon.
She's not healed yet. You know, I mean, she's very.
Well, she was teasing it on Thursday.
Yeah, a little bit. So okay, cool. Definitely without a doubt.
All right, hey, I appreciate that. You guys have a good weekend, bro.
You too, brother.
See ya.
You know, brings up some good points, but 222-1280 starts away is the number. You know, but he usually covers it with a hair on top of his head.
Rosa Mendez, yeah, it was just a personal matter, but they wouldn't say what. And she just tweeted before, like in April, that she wanted to let all my Mendez lovers know that I'm okay. I had to take care of some personal matters. Thank you for your support. Love you. Blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, we don't know.
But, yeah, it just happened.
I mean, like, she's in the category of people that are never on TV anyway, so I didn't even notice that she was gone. I'm going to be honest. I had no idea, like, because she's never on TV anyway. So
the only time you ever hear from her is when Jerry Lawler is gushing over her.
Right. When Primo and Epico actually get a spot on Raw.
Yeah, which never happens. Right. But, I mean, you know, but there are other shows, too, Main Event as well as some other
things. Oh, yeah, there is that Main Event show.
What do you think about this CM Punk, you know, Heyman agreeing for CM Punk to come back? Is this the start of a CM Punk face turn when it doesn't happen?
You know, that is one potential theory there. I mean, CM Punk, I think he's getting his time off. He's enjoying his Chicago Blackhawks games. Yeah, I mean, I think if you're WWE right now, you got to focus on doing what you can to build Curtis Axel. And so the natural thing would potentially be to have Punk come in and work a program with him.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if that be the case, but, you know, I
don't want to see them kill. I mean, Punk still has a ton of heat. I mean, he did a fantastic job with the whole Undertaker storyline building up to Mania that I don't really think they need to change him. But, you know.
Well, they're looking because the Rock of what he said after WrestleMania and maybe him never wrestling again after that point, they're looking for somebody to take on Brock Lesnar next. And they're thinking maybe if you swing Punk to the face side, you know, because he'll not show up and then, you know, and say, you know, Paul never passed that by me. He won't show up at the pay-per-view. That's what I'm guessing. And they've done it before. So he doesn't show up at the pay-per-view. He embarrasses Paul Heyman. Heyman wants to get him. Boom. Brock Lesnar's got someone to fight. So we got Jim from Rochester. What's up, buddy?
Man, I didn't know I was calling a wrestling show.
Oh, what were you
I'm all about old school wrestling, too, on top of that, fellas.
What were you calling?
I thought this was still a sports show talking about all sports. And then I started listening to you guys talking about wrestling. And I've listened to the show before and laughed my behind on. You guys are funny.
Thank you.
You guys are great. But I'm from Haystacks Calhoun and Dominic DiNucci and Ernie Ladd. That's how old I am.
Bruno Sammartino.
Yeah, bro. Heck yeah. Yeah. Heck yeah. And I'm from those days. And, my first time seeing Johnny Powers and George the Animal Steel. I grew up in Troy, New York, in Albany. And we used to go to the wrestling matches, man. And, I mean, all of us kids going crazy after the wrestling matches and getting each other in the sleeper holds and all that stuff, man. You guys bring back a lot of that stuff. But yeah. I know wrestling right now is such a big commodity.
Sure.
And these guys put on such a massive production. And it's you know, it's so far gone now as far as with money and how it does entertain folks.
Yeah, it's more entertainment now than physicality. And the only time you see the most physical matches are on pay-per-view. So, yeah, I know I agree 100%. I mean, I'm from that era, too. I'm maybe a little bit younger than you. I'm Bob Backlund-ish, you know.
That's when I started kind of fading away when it got a little bit too much. I mean, my mom, I used to watch it with my mom, bro. We watched that and then roller derby.
Frankie Valdez.
Yeah.
I remember Frankie Valdez. Hey, listen, speaking of roller derby, 2 weeks from today, we're going to have the girls back up here for a segment.
Aren't they great, man? They are so much fun to see the girls out there doing it.
I definitely. I
know a lot of the girls, so it is fun to see that, you know, enthusiasm of people around the area.
Yeah.
Getting back into watching something like that. So, the entertainment.
And we appreciate them coming to the studio because it's not bad having hot looking chicks in the studio with us ugly radio dudes.
That's right. They will kick your behind.
They certainly will.
You guys will not get rude. They'll get rough on you.
That's right. Yeah. Hey, Jim, we got to go to break, but thanks for the call, man. I'm sorry we're not talking general sports, dude.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Well, that was an interesting call. 222-1280, star 1280, if you want to talk. See if a CD work player this time works. Everybody. I got the whole bar to do it, remember?
Whole bar?
All three of us in the bar. At Salvatore's at the garage door, I was making everyone dance to it.
You were dancing.
Okay, I tried. We got to go to break. Right now, you want to talk a little bit about Pier 6? Well, and there it was. It died. Oh, and now it came back.
Ah, yeah. Pier 6 live today outdoors at the Hamlin Wheel Fest, a 4 o'clock show. We'll have a pair of tickets. It's at the Hamlin Wheel Fest. Tickets are at the gate, and in the case of severe weather, it will be moved indoors to the Hamlin Sportatorium. But Facebook.com/Pier6Wrestling has all the details. There's the quarterfinals of the TV title tournament, featuring people like Muscle Marcos and Cassius Kutcher, Cryptic Keegan, a bunch of others, and Super Beast will be there, Colin Delaney will be there, and of course the heavyweight champion Sick Rick Matrix will be there and scaring children in the front row, as always. So, should be a good time. Hopefully the weather will hold up so we can be outdoors for the show and not have to go inside. And I love this theme song so much.
All right.
Former Pier 6 and many other place superstar Brody Lee.
Yeah.
Now Luke Harper. Cannot wait for him to be on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, they teased it pretty good. I showed some people the video and they're like, wow, he's hairy. Said, yeah, he is. But we want to get some tickets away to the show right now, Pier 6 Wrestling?
Yeah, let's give it.
Say, listen, you never know when you're going to see the next Luke Harper in Rochester.
True. Back when he was in Pier 6 and he blew out my knee with a tire iron.
That's right.
And now he's going to Monday Night Raw. Good stuff.
That's right. So what do you want? 222-1280, start 12-8. You're going to give two tickets out, caller 12?
A pair of tickets, caller 12 right now. And we'll have to talk a little more about Luke Harper.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so pumped.
Me too. We'll be back after these messages. You're listening. 222-1280, star 1280. If you want those tickets, keep trying over and over. And this is killing me. We'll be back
technology
after these most important messages. You're listening to Pink Link on Sports 1280 WHTK. Welcome back to the Pain Click. I'm the Cash Man here with the Artiste and you. And we want to thank Jerry Sags coming on earlier and Joseph Parks. And now we got some news to get out of the way. If you have a question or a comment, we got a couple more minutes here. 222-1280. Star 1280 is the number. We'll just do
this
to this
might
too.
Be the best theme song out there.
The Wyatt family theme. Now the question is when the Wyatt, are they going to do the same thing they did in NXT where Bray Wyatt, who's the leader, and when he wears the hat, is he going to come out sitting in a rocking chair on top of the stage while the family wrestles?
You know, I was nervous going into all of this that there were rumors for a while that Bray Wyatt would be coming up, but there weren't necessarily rumors that
his family
that,
was coming
yeah,
with
that
him.
The family, that Luke Harper and Eric Rowan would be coming with him. And so that's when we saw that vignette start to play. I saw Bray Wyatt, I was like, please, there's Brody, there's Luke Harper. So they're bringing them up together. They've got the same theme. They've got the. I mean, that vignette is exactly what the style of thing that they're doing in NXT, which, if you are in the States, you can watch that on Hulu Plus. I love watching NXT. It might be my favorite wrestling show every week to watch.
I've noticed that they've been promoting it quite a lot on WWE TV now.
So I think at this point now, yeah, I would think they're probably going to do the exact same thing on Raw, and just very excited for that.
Very
start.
Jim Jones's type angle, you know. Very, you know.
It's something. It's different. It's something different that's out there. And I mean, those guys, Rowan and Harper, are two big, bad, bearded dudes
yeah.
that, under the creepy leadership of Bray Wyatt, I think it's something that'll be a lot of fun to watch. And there's a lot of hype out there now. For this crew coming in. I mean, Twitter was exploding the other night. So.
I want to thank Brody's wife for tapping us all off to this, what was happening on Monday. Because, I mean, I was watching it too. I was on the couch. I was like, usually about that time of night, and my eyes are closing. And all of a sudden, what? And it's like, I freaked out. You know, it was pretty cool, though. Hey, we got Ricky from Palmyra. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, great. Thank you for calling, sir.
Yeah, I got a question here for you.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys remember the Mighty Igor.
The Mighty Igor?
Yeah. He was a Polish wrestler.
The name sounds familiar. Is this, we're talking like San Martino era?
Yeah, somewhere around there. Yeah. Him and Ivan Putski.
Of course, Ivan Putski, you know, the Polish power with a Polish hammer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember, definitely. The Mighty Igor, a big hairy guy, right?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, they were tag team partners at one time.
Really? I did not know. I know you're right. You know, the guy. I mean, the guy was born in the '30s, so he wrestled a long time ago. But Putski, I mean, he retired. I caught him at the tail end of his career in WWE when he was, super pumped. We'll say, you know,
yeah,
he was
yeah.
huge.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know if Putski's still alive yet?
If Ivan Putski's still alive?
Or? Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, Busty's still alive. Yeah, right? He's just a bit smaller than he used to be.
He's got to be in his 70s now, but he's still alive.
Yeah, yeah. Anything else, Ricky?
Yeah, I remember, about, it'd probably be in the late 80s, early 90s it was. My sister, one time, she was working for someplace, I can't remember where it was at, and she was at a restaurant in Rochester here, and she came out to our place, my parents' place, and she was telling me she went there to eat for her place where she was working for. And she looked over at this one table, and she saw somebody over there, like it was a wrestler. She said, "That guy looks familiar," she thought. And here it was Hogan.
Oh, was it by any chance at Red Lobster? Because he used to always eat at the Red Lobster on Jefferson Road.
It might have been.
Yeah, I have a friend who worked there. Used to tell me about it all the time. So, yeah, Hogan was in again, him and Slaughter and a whole table in the back. So.
Yeah, and she thought, man, I've seen him, and I thought, well, I said, why didn't you go over and get his autograph for me?
Yeah, folks, that's where you meet them all, is at the restaurants after the shows are over. So remember that. Or at the rest stops on the thruway. That's where I met a few guys. So, hey, buddy, thanks for calling, man.
Yeah.
All right. We got another call on the line. It's our buddy Dave from Henrietta. Dave, what is going on, brother?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. Where do you think they're going to start with the Wyatt family? Who are they going to feud with?
Any tag team. They're going to go after, obviously, maybe not the Shield. I can't imagine that. It'd probably be like a lesser tag team.
I know that they, I don't know, because it's interesting because you've got the tag team there, but I wonder if it's going to be more focused on maybe Bray Wyatt being the wrestler in the beginning, and then he's got kind of the backup. In that circumstance, I personally wonder if when Jericho's done with Fandango, I know he worked with them on NXT recently.
Yep.
Obviously, I think you got to think of, like, baby faces out there. I mean, maybe The Miz, maybe
Kane and Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if they stay together, if they make it through this I'm a little man syndrome going on, you know, which actually, if you saw SmackDown last night, Daniel Bryan was so impressive. I mean, he was a one-man wrecking ball in the end of their match they had. And he, you know, they at the end of the show, they gave him a standing ovation and yeses. And so their people are still behind him 100%. So I don't know. I mean, and that's where I'm thinking it may go. They may keep them together long enough to, you know, have them broken up by the Wyatt family. So we'll see. You know, I mean, what do you think, Dave?
I really didn't know them that well. I was excited when I saw your tweet that Luke Harper was on Raw, and I just think it's going to be a good fresh thing coming into wrestling. I mean, I don't know if they go after Cena right away, as far as, like, you know, Bray Wyatt going after Cena and, like, having, you know. I mean, they pushed Sheamus to where he just beat Cena in a tables match, and that's how he won the title the first time.
That's right. So yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if Cena might be too high in the chart. They got to start at the bottom and work their way up. So they got to destroy some lesser tag team. Maybe, you know, I don't know. Maybe Primo and Epico. I don't know. Hey Dave, we're running out of time, buddy. Thank you for calling.
Yep.
All right, folks. I want to let you know, next week Mick Foley is going to be on the show.
All right.
He's also going to be in Niagara Falls for the Comic-Con, but he's going to be in Syracuse next Sunday night doing his comedy show. I'm going to see if I can get some tickets to give away for that. I tried already, and I'm going to have to do it through Mick. We'll see what I can do. But also, right now, if you want a pair of tickets to the Comic-Con, I will put them in the mail to you today. Be caller 12 at 222-1280, star 1280, and I'm going to mail these tickets out to you. They're for Sunday's show. Mixed on Saturday, sorry, but Sunday everyone else is going to be there. So give me, you know, try over 222-1280, star 1280, and we will see you next week.